it's not lit. It's actually, I'm going to throw it back to the guys in the studio to put kind of a divine shine on this.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Oh!
The medicine man arrives and sinks his flaming spear into the hearts of Real Madrid. Messi, born in the crossfire hurricane, and he is jumping Jack Flash. You can drop a tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think that we couldn't top It's Lit?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was about to think I was going to miss, like, doing my air drums and air guitar, but Ray Hudson is so much better.
Final segment on a Monday of the 4 o'clock hour Sports Talks. That means it is time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hot Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, the creaminess of a Hef, and all the hop aromas of a Northwest Pale Ale. There is nothing else like it in the market right now. Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Essentially, it's going to be the same as It's Lit. We're going to bring up some big performances from over the weekend, and we're going to call them out and tell them that they're awesome. So who's going to start? Should I start?
I'm kicking it up.
Nick's going to start. Kick it!
I'm starting with... The UMBC Twitter, run by Zach Siddell. You shined this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
Oh, Kevin Garnett. Hands down, the most divine moment of this weekend was when the 16 seed University of Baltimore Maryland County Retrievers took down the number one overall seed Virginia. But the second most divine part of that this weekend was during the game, the social media manager for the @UMBC Athletics Twitter account with Zach Siddell was owning everything and everyone that was trying to throw shade at a 16 seed for doing something that had literally never happened before. They went from about 5,500 followers to now at over 109,000, and then by far the best, they quote tweeted Seth Davis, whose big thing during the tournament is team name, Sharpie, when you know they're going to win.
Right.
Just after tip-off, Seth Davis tweets, Virginia, Sharpie, and UMBC Athletics just tweeted, sup, right after they won, just kind of throwing it back to that. They were telling off fans that were telling them to act like they've been there when no other team has been there.
Never been there.
It's unbelievable. So they shined by bringing some fun, some character to a Twitter account, and it made the whole weekend even more divine. So thank you, UMBC.
Y'all shine. To March Madness and everybody who watched it, that shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
On Saturday and Sunday, there were 6 wins by a lower seed. Xavier became the second one seed to fall before the round of 16. The first time that's happened since 2004. Obviously, Virginia was the first one seed to ever lose to a 16. We saw wins by Nevada, Texas A&M, Purdue, Loyola Chicago, West Virginia, Clemson, and we saw the exit, in addition to the ones, of North Carolina and Cincinnati, and for some reason we're all totally fine with that. Because most of the games were amazing, this year's tournament is a total crap show, and we're all better off for it. So the NCAA tournament over the weekend, are you kidding me?
All righty. So I'm going to go literal. If we're going to talk divine, Loyola of Chicago.
Man, they shine so right now. It is possible!
Yeah, I'm sneaking back into the studio. I cannot have a Celtic celebrating a title in my life.
I'm so hype right now!
Anything is possible!
Yeah, like me sneaking into the studio and deleting that sound file.
Play it more!
Loyola
it
of Chicago.
Again!
Has a nun as a team chaplain. You've probably seen her a bunch now, Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. Ironically, she has a bracket, and she has them going out in this round. I'm not kidding. But this team opens the dance in the 11-6 against Miami, and they get a buzzer beater from the March Madness logo from Dante Ingram. and it took the brick foul shot by Lonnie Walker. Then yesterday against number 3 Tennessee, again, back and forth, was the bubble about to burst. The Ramblers led the entire second half, but on a and one by the Vols' Grant Williams, they fall behind. 20 seconds left. They almost lose the ball on the inbounds. They go to replay, get the ball back. Tick, tick, tick. 5 seconds left. Clayton Custer puts it up. Rim, rim. It falls. You wonder if there was a little divine intervention, but it ends up getting it. UT with 3.6 seconds left. They get a nice look. Jordan Bone is off the mark. And the Ramblers are into the round of 16. They shined.
All right, my next one is to the Philadelphia Eagles Twitter. You shined again.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
So I'm big on Twitter today. So on St. Patrick's Day, the Minnesota Vikings tweeted out, wearing green is never an option, no matter what day it is. Obviously talking about their divisional rivals, the Green Bay Packers. And those fans of the Vikings shouldn't wear green no matter how many Guinnesses and green beers they've had. So the Eagles responded to this tweet, and they took the right route because they could have gone with, you know, hey, we wore green when we beat you in the NFC Championship game. And instead, they decided to make sure that the Vikings knew about their newly signed $84 million quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who played at Michigan State, who wore green, and it could not have gone over any worse for the Vikings. So thank you to the Eagles and NFL Twitter for making this weekend a little more divine.
All right, my last one, to Oregon softball. They shined over the weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
They're 25-5 right now. All five of their losses were to ranked teams. Nothing really came easy. Well, they opened up conference play over the weekend against UCLA and won 2 out of 3. Game one over early, 6-0 before Oregon tacked on 2 late runs to get on the board. Followed that up with a 7-5 win that was basically the opposite. Ducks up 7-0 in the sixth, but eventually hung on to close it out 7-5. Miranda Ellish, complete game now, 11-0 after that one. Then game three, walk-off blast by Shannon Rhodes and a complete game shutout from Megan Kleiss. Look, the big takeaway, a series sweep of UCLA, who had frankly had Oregon's number the last couple of years, knocked them out of the Super Regionals a couple of years ago, ended a 35-game win streak at the Jane. You might as well face the best to open conference play, and they took the series. That is a humongous weekend for them. They shined.
I'm out of the contest.